Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Thank you. If you'll take your Bibles and go to Psalms chapter 23. I've got about 3 weeks of notes to try to cram in 2 weeks if I can. And the title of this series is called Overloaded. You say, Brother Bill, why? Well, because there's not a person here that doesn't feel overloaded from time to time. As a matter of fact, I'll go out on a limb and say that probably most of us feel overloaded all the time, right? In a life that's fast-paced and full of demands, most of us feel incredibly overstressed, overburdened, and overloaded. And if you want to know how to thrive in the midst of a culture that demands so much every day, this psalm is for you. Now, a lot of times we associate this psalms with death because it's read oftentimes at funerals, right? That's why it kind of scared me to death when the Lord laid this on my heart. You know, remember last time? Kind of the object lesson in my own sermon. But the good news is, the fact is, this psalm is really about life and how to live it well. This morning we're going to study the first three verses of this psalm. And there are three key words that I want you to take note of in these first three verses. It's relationship, rest, and renewal. We're going to focus on the relationship. We're going to rest on His provision. And we're going to sense His renewal. Let's read Psalms 23 together. And may the Lord add His blessings to the reading, teaching, and preaching of His Word this morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. First point, focus on the relationship. The Lord is my shepherd. What a simple phrase. The Lord is my shepherd. Let's talk about the shepherd for a moment. The shepherd would have been well known figure in ancient times. He would have been known as being brave, yet gentle. Brave in the fact that at times he would have to protect his sheep from wolves, mountain lions, and even the band of poachers. Gentle in that he would have to take care of the sheep from the elements, the terrain, and even themselves. In the semi-arid climate of the Middle East, the sun was so hot the shepherd would have to get them out of the sun at times throughout the day to prevent sunburn and heat stroke. Conversely, it would get so cold at night, he would make sure they huddled close together and didn't get separated from the rest of the herd and die from exposure. The terrain could get pretty dangerous too. You figure that there's cracks and crevices that could snag the sheep or break its legs. Brambles that their wool would get caught in and they'd not be able to escape. Cliffs that a wandering sheep could just blindly walk over. You know, sheep aren't very smart. They're kind of dumb. Have you ever heard of an NFL team called the Sheep? Nobody wants to be called the Sheep. I mean, those are dumb animals. They're not very fierce. No NFL team, no basketball team, no baseball team wants to be known as the Jacksonville Sheep. Crazy. They're dumb. They're not very smart. So they need someone to take care of them and to protect them. If they wandered off, the shepherd would call them, and they usually would come back. And if not, he would go searching for them until he found them. The shepherd was this leading, protecting, and caring figure in the life of the sheep of all time, 24/7 job. Young David knew about this relationship because he grew up as a shepherd boy. And as he thought about that relationship with the Lord, he reversed the roles, didn't he? He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." He said, "I'm the sheep. I'm the sheep." And so he sang the song, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is the one who guides me. The Lord is the one who protects me. The Lord is the one who cares for me. The Lord is the one who is gentle and kind. The Lord is my shepherd." Let me ask you this morning, who is your shepherd? Who is your shepherd? Who do you look to protect you and care for you and bind your wounds? Do you know Him as Lord and Savior? If not, why not? He's the Good Shepherd. In fact, Jesus invoked this imagery and applied it to Himself when He said, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me." The Good Shepherd lays down His life for His sheep. No one else can prove the protection and care that Jesus does. If you're a believer, focus on Him. He chased you. He chose you. He rescued you. He redeemed you. He sought you. He saved you. He adopted you. And He adores you. Man, if I just had words to describe Him, amen. Focus on Him. Focus on Him this morning. Can I say this? Well, I'm going to say it anyways, but life is out of balance until our relationship with God is in balance. Amen? Did you catch that? Life is out of balance until our relationship with God is in balance. Focus on your relationship with Christ. Number two, rest in His provision. I shall not what? Want. He's saying there's nothing I lack. Right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Think about that. Nothing I lack. I shall not want. That's very difficult to accept in this day and age, isn't it? Very difficult. We are surrounded by thousands of opportunities to feel lack. Right? To feel lack, like we don't have enough, we don't own enough, we don't experience enough. Maybe the most impossible thing to experience in our lives today is contentment. Oh me, or amen. Contentment. We live in the wealthiest and strongest nation in the history of the world. If you're like me, we have so much stuff we have to rent a storage unit. Isn't that crazy? I've got to rent a storage unit just because I got so much junk. Need to have a yard sale is what I need to have. But we got so much stuff. We don't have enough space for all the stuff. And what do? We long for more stuff. More activity. More experiences. You know, a sheep, think about it. They don't really have a lot, do they? All they have is the clothes on their back. Get it? Wool. Back. I know that's bad. What the sheep did have was a life under the care of the shepherd. And you know what? That was enough. That was enough. Let me ask you something. Is Jesus really enough for you? Is Jesus enough when your marriage is struggling? Is Jesus enough for you when your health fails? Is Jesus enough for you when you lose a loved one? Is Jesus enough this morning? Is Jesus enough when you go through financial hardship? Is Jesus enough when you've been rejected, disrespected, and cast aside? This morning, is Jesus enough? Look at Matthew chapter 11. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter number 11, verse 28. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You and I will never be content and experience deep, soul-satisfying peace until we stop expecting the things of this world to make us rich. We'll never be content. If we're relying on the things of this world to make us rich, we'll be discontent all the time. Right? We need to begin to find our wealth in the inheritance that God has given us in Himself. Is Jesus enough this morning? Not Jesus plus. Is Jesus enough? Third point. Since his renewal. Go back to Psalms chapter 23. Verse 2. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Sheep never stop eating, do they? If left to themselves, they'll gorge themselves to death. Or they'll eat down to the very root of the ground. They got to keep moving. So it's significant that the sheep are lying down in green pastures. Very significant. That indicates to me that they're content and they're satisfied. They're content and they're satisfied. And you notice, besides what kind of waters? Rushing waters? Still waters, right? Still waters. Sheep won't drink from a moving stream. The shepherd had to literally build a dam upstream so that the water where they drank at was very still, very quiet, for the sheep to drink. The path along the steep hillsides are wrought with danger. So the good shepherd leads them down the right path. All of this paints a picture of renewal. He restores my life. He restores my soul, David says flatly. You know, Jesus is talking about that same type of renewal when he spoke with the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Take your Bibles and go to John chapter 4 for a moment. John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give them shall never thirst. But the water that the Lord shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. He is the source of renewal. Sleep is good, right? Vacations are good. Day trips are good. A day at the beach is good. A day at the park is good. And you need those getaways, right? Somebody once said, if you don't take time to come apart, you'll what? You'll fall apart. You better rest yourself before you wreck yourself. We've got to incorporate those things into our lives. We need good sleep. We need getaways. But ultimately, Jesus is the source of rest and renewal that strengthens us when nothing in this world will. You know what's interesting when I read this psalm? David is not praying in this psalm. He's not asking for anything. So what's he doing? He's rejoicing in what God has done in his life, in what God is doing in his life. He finds strength in that. He finds renewal in that. You know, we used to sing a song a lot, Count Your Many Blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. That's the song David's singing. The Lord is my shepherd. Because that's who He is. There's nothing I really lack. I'm content in where He has me. And what He's providing for me. And how He's caring for me. I'm responding to His voice. And I'm trusting that His way is the right way. Not my way, but His way. You say, Brother Bill, you good this morning? Yeah, I'm good. I'm real good. How about you? Is it good? Is it real good with you? Is it well with your soul? If not, it can be. It can be. Unfortunately, many, if not most of us, go through the days of our lives depleted, depressed, overwhelmed, and overburdened. To get the renewal, you have to go to the source. You have to focus on your relationship with Jesus. You have to get to the point where it's not Jesus plus, it's Jesus period. Where He's really all you need. And then let that relationship and His Word guide you through life and charge your batteries and renew you on a daily basis. Especially in the storms of life that seem to drain us. Psalms 23. Focus on your relationship. Is He your shepherd? If not, He can be today. You can make Him Lord and Savior of your life. Just ask Him. He's knocking at the door. He wants to come in. But He's not going to bust down the door. You've got to open the door. You've got to let Him in. And if He is your Savior, if He is your Shepherd, are you focused on that relationship? Are you resting in His provision? Do you find contentment today? Is Jesus enough for you? And sense His renewal. Yeah, we need getaways. We need sleep. But ultimately, the rest and renewal we need comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Focus on Him. Rest in Him. Is it good?
Yeah.
Is it real good?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. As the accompanist come, we're going to sing an old familiar song, "It Is Well With My Soul." Is it good? Is it real good? If not, it can be this morning. Just before we sing "It Is Well With My Soul," with heads bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking around, just a moment between you and God, I'd like to pray for you. Maybe something was said in today's message that touched your heart, to challenge you. You said, you know what? I got to be honest, Brother Bill. I haven't been very content lately. I've been looking for other things in this world to satisfy me. It's been Jesus plus, not Jesus period. Brother Bill, I need to focus on my relationship with Christ. It's not where it should be. Or maybe you just feel so overloaded and overstressed that you just need to find rest in Him. He said, "Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden. I'll give you rest." With heads bowed, eyes closed, I say, Brother Bill, something you said today in this message touched my heart. It's challenged me. Would you just remember me in this closing word of prayer? Can I see those hands you lifted up anywhere at all? I see that hand there. That hand there, anywhere else this morning. That hand there. Let's pray, and then we'll stand and sing, "It Is Well With My Soul." Now, Father, we thank You for Your Word. We pray for those that raise their hand, Lord. You know the need in their heart and in their lives. Lord, we just pray that we'd all focus on our relationship with You, that we'd rest in Your provision and sense Your renewal. And we'll be careful to give You the thanks in Christ's name. Amen. Let's sing "It As Well With My Soul." That's my prayer for you this morning, that you can leave this place and say, "It is well with my soul. Yeah, I'm good. I'm real good." How about you?